This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in South Korea and Japan report North Korea Wednesday fired a suspected ballistic missile off its east coast just hours before South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended a groundbreaking ceremony for a rail line he hopes will eventually connect the divided Korean peninsula. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the presumed missile was fired early Wednesday, local time, from an inland location and flew about 500 kilometers over the east coast and into the sea. It is North Korea's first launch since October, when it tested a submarine-launched ballistic missile. The North has frequently tested short-range ballistic missiles since mid-2019, shortly after nuclear negotiations between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump broke down. In his New Year's speech just days ago, the North Korean leader vowed to bolster his country's military to counter what he called an unstable international situation. The remarks at the rail line groundbreaking in South Korea, in the South Korean east coast city of Goseong, near the border with North Korea, South Korea's President Moon acknowledged the launch raised tensions and called for North Korea to make sincere efforts for dialogue. Exactly 2 years after the World Health Organization issued an alert about a cluster of cases of pneumonia of unknown causes in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, the COVID-19 global pandemic continues to surge, driven by the fast-moving Omicron variant of the virus that sparked the disease. Australia Wednesday recorded a new daily record of more than 50,000 COVID-19 cases as hospital admissions continue to rise. It's the first time that daily COVID-19 cases have exceeded 50,000 in Australia. In Brazil, a new surge of COVID-19 cases driven by the Omicron variant prompted authorities in Rio de Janeiro to cancel the iconic Carnival Street Festival for the second consecutive year. This is VOA News. Russia's TASS news agency reports Wednesday from Kazakhstan that the presidential residence in this nation's largest city there, Almaty, was engulfed in flames. And other local media reports say armed protesters stormed another government building as demonstrations sparked by a rise in fuel prices escalated sharply. The Kazakh news site Zakon reports demonstrators protesting the fuel prices broke into the mayor's office and flames were seen coming from inside. Rallies against sharp increases in prices for liquefied gas began this week in the western part of the country as protests spread to Almaty and Kazakhstan's capital, Nur-Sultan. The government resigned. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev urged demonstrators to see reason as he declared a state of emergency in Almaty, imposing an overnight curfew and limiting access to the city. At the start of the year, prices for gas that is used to power many vehicles roughly doubled as the government concluded a shift away from price controls. A section of a major U.S. interstate highway in the southeastern state of Virginia reopened to motorists Wednesday after hundreds of drivers, including a U.S. senator, became stuck in sub-freezing temperatures Monday and Tuesday following a multi-vehicle crash during a snowstorm. Local TV stations Wednesday broadcast video images of traffic moving along the impacted area of Interstate 95. Authorities say no one was hurt when six tractor trailers crashed during the snowstorm, but it brought traffic to a halt on the main U.S. East Coast corridor, 80 kilometers south of Washington, D.C. Among the stranded was Virginia U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, who was returning to Washington from his home in Richmond, roughly 2 hours away. Kaine told reporters it had been a miserable experience. The senator finally arrived in Washington 27 hours after he left home. French President Emmanuel Macron has provoked outcries in parliament and protests from potential election rivals by using a vulgarity to describe his strategy for pressuring those people who have yet to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. In an interview published by the French newspaper Le Parisien late Tuesday, Macron used the word émeute, derived from the word merde, a French vulgarity meaning excrement that can also be used to mean annoy. In the interview, the French president was discussing legislation currently being debated in parliament that would require proof of vaccination to enter restaurants, coffee houses, cinemas, and use public transportation, among other things. Macron used the term to indicate he wanted to irritate the unvaccinated by limiting as much as possible their access to activities and social life. The mark was widely condemned by opposition lawmakers who forced the suspension of the debate over the new restrictions. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News. Music and